From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The suspect in this past weekend's shooting rampage in Arizona is being held without bail. Jared Lochner entering a Phoenix courtroom today wearing a tan prison uniform, his head shaved and with a cut on his right temple. The 22-year-old Lochner is accused of killing six people and injuring 14 others, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is fighting for her life after suffering a gunshot wound to the head. Lochner apparently exhibited little emotion, speaking to his lawyer when asked if he understood his rights, or those who knew Lochner have cited his at times bizarre behavior. Ben McGahee teaches at Prima Community College. In an interview with NPR, McGahee says Lochner, while a student in his basic algebra class, was prone to outbursts and bizarre behavior, scaring other students.
You know, he didn't know the next day of class if he was going to bring a weapon, and he was going to try to end everybody's lives. One of the students, she was scared for her life after the first day.
Lochner was in court on federal charges. He has yet to be charged with state offenses. Among the half dozen people killed in Saturday's shootings was a federal judge, also killed a 9-year-old girl. President Obama led the country in a moment of silence today. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports that in the Oval Office later, Mr. Obama made comments about the Tucson shooting.
President Obama said everyone is still grieving, but he said it's important to also focus on the extraordinary courage that people showed during the shooting.
A 20-year-old college student who ran into the line of fire to rescue his boss. A wounded woman who helped secure the ammunition that might have caused even more damage. The citizens who wrestled down the gunman.
He said those actions speak to the best of America, even in the face of mindless violence. The president added that plans for a memorial service will come together over the next several days. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court has left intact a federal law that makes it a crime for anyone convicted of a violent felony to own, possess, or buy body armor, but significantly two justices dissented, as we hear from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The federal law was enacted after police were killed by assailants wearing body armor. The lower courts have consistently upheld the law, and today the Supreme Court refused to review a challenge brought by a Washington state man sentenced to 18 months in prison under the act. Two justices, however, dissented. Justice Clarence Thomas, joined by Justice Antonin Scalia, said the logic of the lower court decision upholding the conviction, quote, threatens the proper limits on Congress's commerce power and may allow Congress to exercise police powers that our Constitution reserves to the states. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks ended the session mostly lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 37 points, close at 11,637. The Nasdaq, however, gained 4 points. The S&P 500 dropped a point today to close at 1269. You're listening to NPR. While the Federal Reserve is sometimes referred to as the lender of last resort, the body seems to have done okay in terms of some of the loans it made during the financial crisis. The Treasury Department announcing today the Fed is paying a record $78.4 billion to the U.S. government, in part due to gains realized from the central bank's efforts to boost the economy. Much of the repayment is due to income generated from the Fed's large portfolio of securities, including Treasury debt and mortgage securities. Astronomers say they have the first solid evidence for a rocky planet orbiting a star outside our solar system. NPR's Joe Palca reports the planet was discovered by NASA's Kepler Orbiting Telescope.
The Kepler telescope looks for faint decreases in light from a star when a planet passes in front of it. Kepler first detected the new planet in 2009, but it's taken 2 years of data from both Kepler and a telescope here on Earth to confirm its existence. At a news conference at the annual meeting of the American Astronomical Society, astronomers said the new planet is orbiting a star some 560 light-years away. It's about 40% larger than Earth, but unlike Earth, it's very close to its star, orbiting once every 20 hours. That would mean the surface of the planet facing the sun would be about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, not a circumstance favorable for life. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
In the South, they don't see snow all that often, so when a lot of it falls, you can expect major headaches. And that's what officials say they're seeing there today. And Georgia State Transportation officials say tractor trailers are blocking traffic on I-75 to the south of the city after getting stuck in icy conditions. 3 to 4 inches of snow and ice fell in Atlanta. It's forced officials to move the inauguration of Governor Nathan Daniels indoors today. Snow also causing problems in Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.